you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Joshua Jordan Myers, ADC number 314460.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 1st, 2017. Is that correct, Mr. Myers?
Yes, sir.
And by the way, can you hear me clearly?
I can, yes, sir.
Very good. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Myers and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do, sir.
Mr. Myers, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. The phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to tell us whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we will take further information from our community corrections officer, and then we'll ask you some questions. The board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number 12. As demonstrated by your failure to report upon your discharge from Behavioral System Southwest to your assigned parole officer or the officer of the day at Pinellas Regional Parole Office, 1308 East Butte Avenue, Florence, Arizona, on or about May 5th, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Myers, is this true or false?
That's correct.
So that's true, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to move through the first phase of the hearing, which requires a separate vote, and that is based on Mr. Myers' admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company inasmuch that he was actively avoiding supervision.
Second.
Just 1 second, Mr. Myers, and we will continue with the second phase of the hearing. I will also take this time to state that you have some supporters with us. I will ask them, do you plan on speaking to both of you? Okay, I also need to swear you both in. I kind of went past that because I was forgetting that you might address the podium. I will say with respect, because I know that you can see him right now, that please just address the board and try not to have a dialogue with him directly. But again, that's protocol. Can you state your names again?
Charlene Stevens. Diane Myers.
Okay, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Okay, we'll just continue with the hearing. Okay, Mr. Myers, we're going to move on with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will decide whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by. If Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. If you'll come back, we will come back to you shortly, so if you just stay on the phone, you'll hear the background information, and we will continue our discussion with you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Myers was released from DOC custody on December 23rd of 2016. He was arrested on November 20th of 2017 by the Florence Police Department on his Absconding status. I was returned back to our custody that same day with 168 convicts with a community supervision end date of January 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months, and 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There was no FTG or gang information noted. And he has a community risk score of G1,
B2. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Myers. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty limited piece of background information. You know, we often hear some pretty extensive histories, history with the Department of Corrections, so we certainly commend that you have not had a lot of problems with the criminal justice system. I'll begin by saying you were pre-approved to live with your mother, Diane Myers, 375 South Elizabeth Street, Florence, Arizona. Is that where you lived the entire time that you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Regarding your employment notes, it looks like that you may have had some work but did not provide proof of employment while on supervision. So were you working, sir?
I'm a self-employed mechanic.
Okay. Were you able to apply your trade when you were outside of the correction system?
Absolutely.
Some programming notes. And I think this speaks to some of the reason why you were violated. You produced 5 oral specimens and 1 urine analysis as follow. 1 that was positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine on February 22, 2017. We have 1 on April 26, 2017, collected positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine. 1 on May 8, 2017, collected positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine. Negative on May 25th. And on June 1, a specimen that wasn't collected. Regarding sanctions, you were contacted by telephone to discuss a positive drug test in February. You admitted to smoking methamphetamine since February 20, 2017, drinking alcohol. You're advised to disclose your relapse to your case manager. I'll just move down. It says on May 8th, you report as directed for a referral for Behavioral Systems Southwest. You reported to Behavioral Systems Southwest on May 10. Unfortunately, on June 2nd, you left the facility without permission and failed to report to your assigned parole officer and duty officer upon discharge as directed. And then it would seem that you absconded for 168 days. So, I will ask you, what were you doing during the 168 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Myers?
I put myself into a sanity and sober living room for 3 months, and then my grandpa, he became ill and terminally ill, so I was close to him to take care of him, and he passed away on September 19th, 2017, and I've been here since then, in Florence.
Why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer during those 168 days, sir?
I was afraid. I don't know. That was a big mistake. I had no idea. I mean, since June 6th, I've been clean. As of December 6th, I've been clean 6 months. And I've been going to AA and NA meetings. I've been getting tested with my higher power, and I I knew that I was going to be picked up from Scotty, it was just a matter of time. I just wanted to do the best I could while I was out, and when I take care of this, and then when I got there, I'll be okay. And everything happens for a reason, and this is one of the things that I have to go through. And I would be thrilled to be out again and show and get out of my life, but that's all.
I will take your statement that you've been clean for the last 6 months as true, and I want to commend you for that, because that's a big step. We see a lot of cases and a lot of individuals that are struggling with either addiction or abuse, in particular methamphetamine and heroin these days, and again, we commend you for pursuing counseling and treatment. You were arrested by the Florence Police Department. What were you doing when they made contact with you, sir?
I was in my work shed. And my first cousin is one of the police officers, my arresting officer, actually. And he just told me, come on, Josh, you gotta go. So I opened the door. Like I said, I knew it was just a matter of time. I wasn't hiding from anybody. I was pretty much just waiting for them to get me, and well, I did, and here I am.
Well, we do appreciate your honesty with the board. It's an interesting cycle. When individuals disappear from community supervision, they seem to know, by and large, that they're going to get picked up again. It's kind of hard to figure sometimes. I would offer as a teaching point, and that is because you don't have a lot of experience with the criminal justice system, and of course we don't want you to see you have any more, but should you be returned to community supervision, it's very important to adhere to the conditions of supervision and maintain a good relationship with your parole officer, because we find them to be pretty flexible. They want to see you succeed out there. And I feel very confident in stating that. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take advantage of this time right now, Mr. Myers, to hear from your supporters. They're going to be approaching the podium. And again, I will ask you to address only the board. So whoever wants to go first, if you'll come to the podium, state your name. Good afternoon, ma'am. Can you state your name?
Diane Myers.
Thank you, ma'am. And what would you like to share with the board?
It takes me a little bit. I just got out of the hospital. I've almost died three times this year. I've been on life support. And with Josh around, he helps me. There's a lot of things I can't do. When he left, and he went to his treatment center, the halfway house, and then he came home. My father was dying. He had pancreatic cancer, and he was dying, and I couldn't do it, you know, lifting him up and stuff like that. So Josh stayed at the house and helped with my father. His dad just went through two hip surgeries and shoulder surgery. So we got a lot of medical that's going on. My daughter-in-law even has them. But he helps out a lot. And he's got family support. And that's what a lot of people don't have. They don't have anybody backing them. So I think if Josh was to come home, that he'd do a lot better. And he's been staying clean, so I think he'd be okay. But I can't say a lot because my brain doesn't.
No, ma'am. For one thing, we don't want you to exhaust yourself. And number two, please accept our best wishes for your health.
It's happening so much that I'm afraid he's going to still be in service.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm sorry to have to put you through these emotions. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the board?
No, not right now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. And again, if you could state your name.
Charlene Stevens.
Thank you, ma'am. And what would you like to share with the board?
I brought copies. I've been helping her out to gather the documents because her memory is not the greatest. But I brought his certificate of completion for a counseling program that he completed when he was out the first time. During that program, they had everybody in his class who did a handprint, and they had to write his characteristics. And it just shows there's a bunch of positive compliments from people to show he's honest, intelligent, grateful, hardworking, just to kind of show what kind of character he has. It's been a long year, as she said. Before he got sent to BSS, we were pregnant, and I almost miscarried. And then then he got sent to BSS, and during that time frame, we had to have a medical abortion. And I started going through a bad depression. And his mother was actually in the ICU during that day that he left BSS. And then he ended up in the hospital, the same hospital she was in, for health issues. So that's how the scouting started. As he stated, he did enter the Santan rehab or halfway house on his own will. He had cleaning rates there. He was working. He was going to AA. And then his grandpa became sick, and me and him were the hospice providers and stayed with his grandpa till the end when his grandpa died. And then his father's had two different replacements and a shoulder replacement. His mother has almost died three times. So kind of leaves me with my grieving process still going on. And so I know that his release date is very soon, but 3 weeks is a substantial amount of time for us, especially with his mother's health. And I'm trying to take care of both the parents the best I can. But I'm going through my own emotional stuff. And he's just a huge support to his whole family. He has a daughter of his own. And he's just very much needed at home. He's a very wonderful person. He has a lot of great characteristics. And he has stayed sober those 6 months, like she said, maybe even a little bit more. Was a huge help around the house. And it's just been a rough year, and I think that that's, you know, played a big part, but he's overcome a lot of those obstacles, and the sooner he's home, it's just very helpful and beneficial to us all.
Ma'am, I don't want to put you in a trick bag about original documents. If you handed the document to us, we'd have to keep it for the file.
That's right.
I was going to say, so I didn't want to take yours, but... All right, thank you.
And it's all the records to show about the pregnancy, the medical treatments, the depression, his grandma's hospice care, his grandma's death certificate, anything to kind of back up what I was stating. It's all your copies for you.
That's very thoughtful. Thank you. I would like to see it, and I'll share it with the board.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the board?
Thank you for your time.
Right. Just give me one moment here, and we'll continue our discussion. Okay, Mr. Myers, back to you. I'm going to give my fellow board members just a moment or two to review those documents quickly, but I will talk to you a little bit more in the interim, and that is to say that I'm impressed that you took the initiative, regardless of absconding from supervision, which is unacceptable. Still, I do want to commend you for seeking treatment when you're on the outside. It sounds like that you have put some effort into your recovery, and I find that very meaningful. as well as the information that was provided. Is it your wife?
Not wife.
Okay. Partner?
Yeah.
All right. The information that your partner provided was very thoughtful, and we'll certainly add that to our revocation package. I'm going to ask again, any fellow board members, if they have any questions for you? Okay, Mr. Myers, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself because we've gathered quite a bit of information, but still, this is your hearing, so is there anything that you feel is important to share before we go into discussion?
And I just thank you for your time, that's all.
Well, thank you, sir. The board's in discussion now. Fellow board members, this is an interesting case, and I do want to open it up to the dialogue. Sometimes the decisions we make, at least the decisions I make as one voting board member, independent board member, are pretty simple and straightforward. The one thing I want to say up front is, it's as a matter of routine, when someone's absconded for that amount of time, it's hard to look past it in terms of returning them to community supervision, in addition to the fact that we know that he had some problems with drug abuse, at least early in his community supervision. At the same time, I do want to commend Mr. Myers and the support of his family for dealing with his drug abuse. I find him very straightforward and pleasant with the board, and I'd be interested to hear what else you may have to offer in the dialogue.
I think he's been straightforward with the board and with Sam. I do have an issue that he did abscond for 168 days, but I also see that his girlfriend looks like, from the paperwork, you do, and pretty quick, aren't you, into 26th or
something? No, we had to have a medical abortion. Okay. I would have been to November 26th, but we had to have a medical abortion to my medical health, and that's what he was very supportive through my depression and dealing with that. It's all there.
So, he has less than a month left. He released on January 6th.
At least 24 days.
Yeah, that he'll be released in the 168 days that he was absconding. Just seemed like something to be able to go through.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Neal. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes fall. And I certainly don't pleasure in these motions, but based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2091, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Myers was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he absconded for supervision for 168 days that parole officers cannot account for, as well as struggles he was having, at least leading up to his recovery, with the abuse of drugs. And that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Myers, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about January 6th, 2018. That's in 24 days. We heard your family. I recognize that 24 days may sound like a long time, and I do have empathy for the fact that your mother's struggling with some health conditions, but the amount of time that you've absconded from supervision is just very hard to overlook. It is something that's glaring and that we make routine decisions over for people who disappear that long. There is some flexibility in some cases, but with only 24 days left and the amount of time that it would take to out-process you anyways, I'm going to say that I think this time would be best served just concentrating on your return plan in 24 days. You'll be free and clear. There'll be no parole officer, no community supervision, none of that to be concerned with. You can just return to your family and pursue your self-interest. And we do wish you continued recovery and success outside of the correction system. Therefore, This hearing is concluded. Oh, sir. It's this way. Therefore, your hearing is concluded. Thank you for appearing before the board. Thank you for the family's appearance before the board. No further discussion may take place. And if you could, please give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Myers.
Thank you.